attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, hell, now that we've overcome chronic fatigue here on the Healing Revolution version Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we better find out what we can or should eat should cancer come a-knocking. And Dr. Nick Gonzalez is scheduled to do that with me today, talk about specific individualization of diet in cancer recovery. Very cool stuff. But first and foremost, we better figure out what we shouldn't eat. Now, how do we do this? Well, let me think. All right, see, we're on the air here on GCN this week, wrapping up the first week also, thanks to, guess who, naturalnews.com, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And he's just established what's called the Natural News Forensic Food Laboratory. And if that sounds a little high-tech for you, what is also high-tech is the food that he looked at just yesterday, or at least revealed, that looks like it's not food at all. What is a McNugget? It's growing hairs? What? Is there any chicken in it? Let's find out as we kick off the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He's back with us right now on the air. Mike, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me back on. Yeah, we got some pretty crazy news for you today. Where do you want to start?
Well, first, tell everybody about this Natural News Forensic Food Laboratory. This is totally cool.
Well, yeah, this is pretty big news. This is part of our huge collection of announcements this year. We have launched the Natural News Forensic Food Laboratory, and this is giving us access to a very high-end lab. And I've been trained as a certified technician on a multitude of laboratory equipment now. I'm actually pursuing a more food science role for the rest of my foreseeable coverage here on Natural News. And, for example, we're using a microscope, a 3D scanning digital microscopy platform that costs about $100,000. And I went out and bought some chicken McNuggets from McDonald's, got it on video, and using very clean lab room protocols, I put the chicken McNuggets under this microscope, and we began to look at what was there. And I was expecting to find, little bits of chicken. I didn't see any chicken at all, at least not something that I recognize as chicken. What I did find freaked me out, Robert, and this news is going viral all over the web today. And Alex Jones also covered it today, also with GCN. And what we found were strange hair-like structures or fibers. We found egg-shaped items that had what appeared to be tails or attached fiber strands of some sort. We found odd spherical green shapes, some weird coloring in different locations. But then it was pointed out to me that what we found, according to many people, resembles Morgellons. And have you talked about Morgellons much, Robert?
I have. In fact, when I saw the pictures, that was my first thought as well when I saw them, because I've seen these microscopic analysis of skin fibers coming out of skin, different colored fibers. And immediately I thought, this does look like what I'm seeing represented as Morgellons, this strange, mysterious ailment, often very painful, accompanied by uncontrollable itching, scratching. And it's one of those strange, bizarre, like X-Files mysteries.
Right, right. But I want to be clear, for both our sake, we're not saying that this is definitively Morgellons.
No,
in fact, I'm not even claiming that what I found is in any way unsafe for you to eat. I don't know that.
That's, we don't know is the point, but the point is,
right,
what is it? It's the question we want answered.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I raise chickens, you know that. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a chicken covered with hair. but yet I find these hair-like structures in these chicken McNuggets. So, right there I'm scratching my head. What is that? And we found that, and by the way, all these images are available right now on naturalnews.com. It's the top story. We've shown the photos and the videos. Absolutely undeniable scientific forensic evidence. I've also frozen the samples that I did this on so that if McDonald's attempts to sue me over this, which they may or may not, who knows, that I can actually take these samples into the courtroom and we can replicate this. I also believe, because I was finding these over and over again in different chicken nuggets, I think that anyone in the country could replicate what I found if they had the same equipment. I believe this is widespread.
We have the links up at the show notes, too, at robertscottbell.com. You can visually see this, accompanying video over at naturalnews.com. And listen, I've been on the record admitting that I grew up, I was a fast food kid. You know, one of the first in my generation, it became, rather than a delicacy, more of a staple. I do remember growing up eating these McNuggets, covering them in all the sweet corn syrup in encased sauces and things.
Yep.
And, you know, we used to joke about these things. Is it really what it is? We don't know. But still, so many millions of Americans are still taking their children to eat this stuff. And I think at the very least, McDonald's should come clean and explain what is in the, what really is this?
Well, I think we're going to force McDonald's to assess this situation, their own quality control standards. I think we're raising questions at the FDA right now. Remember, I promised you that this year we would come out with news that would really rock the FDA. This is just the beginning of it. There's more to come, a lot more.
Well, we know the FDA tends not to explore fast food all that much, and we also know that many of the representatives in Congress, senators, et cetera, we've talked about Dick Durbin, more concerned about dietary supplements than he is drugs, and who's complaining of food that is fast but not really food, and who knows what additives are on or in these things in the fast food restaurants, not to single out McDonald's alone. But again, as you are able to uncover and question these things, we'll say, well, where are the regulatory bodies looking into these things? If you were able to find it, why weren't they?
Well, because they're not looking.
That's
the easy answer. They're not looking. And there are, of course, a lot more things, generally speaking, in foods that you can't see under a microscope because they're not physical structures. For example, chemicals, right? You can't see really MSG in the food because it's absorbed in as a chemical. But we can see structures, you know, actual physical structures, even microscopic micrograms or even, you know, nanogram length structures, which is what we are looking at. And by the way, it takes me a couple of hours to scan one chicken McNugget. So it's like a massive landscape that I'm actually exploring with a microscope at such high magnification that it literally takes hours to scan the entire thing.
It's really quite incredible. And if we look at these pictures, again, we scratch our heads. We say, and just on the record here, we don't know what this is. We're not saying it's not safe. We just don't know. And we would like to know. And, of course, because we know a lot of folks out there, maybe not so many of the listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show or readers to Natural News as the general population, may be eating this food. And unbeknownst to them, there's stuff on there that even if it's found to be not dangerous, we don't know. They would know it's there. And they say, no, I'd rather not eat it. You know, just like the consciousness about the food, the choices we're making.
It's certainly odd that in my opinion, I didn't see anything that looked like chicken because I actually compared it to samples of real chicken from a Mexican restaurant. And so you can clearly see the difference. You know, real chicken has a bundle of muscle fibers, kind of like a bundle of cables in a structure. That's what it looks like under the microscope at, let's say, 200 to 300 magnification. But the chicken McNugget didn't have anything that looked like that to me. It had, like, things that looked like giant grease balls. It had this weird transparent stuff that looked like silicone. It had, weird black bits that, I don't know, might have been sort of fried carbohydrates that got lodged into the outer coating of the nugget, or maybe, who knows, there some spices in there perhaps. I don't know what they all are, but I know that there is no spice that I'm aware of that looks like hair.
Yeah, that's. Can we have some hairy spice on our chicken, please? No, thank you.
Right.
And in the meantime, you know, news out of Minnesota, a jury convicts Alvin Schlangen on five charges for basically selling food as it was grown, raw and real. Yet, again, these fast food manufacturers are able to put out things we're not even sure what they are, and the government's not seemingly interested in it, or our regulatory bodies not interested in things like this, although I know they will be soon because of the work you're doing at Natural News, Mike.
Well, that's what's fascinating about this whole story is that the FDA says raw milk is dangerous for you because of what's in it when you look under a microscope. Well, why aren't they looking under the microscope at chicken McNuggets? Or I also bought a Big Mac. I'm going to put the Big Mac under the microscope this weekend, and I'm going to take a look at that and find out what's really in that beef patty or a couple of beef patties. I don't even know the answer yet. I hope it's just beef. I guess we'll find out. But the truth is the regulators should be doing this, but they're not. So it turns out that Natural News is becoming the watchdog that the FDA should have been but has abandoned. So, you know, thank goodness for our supporters, all our readers and fans and folks like you, Robert, who help us get these stories out. Thank goodness for all of you so that we can afford to do this. This costs a lot of money, but it's something that's done in the public interest, and it's crucial for society that we all have the right to know what's in our food.
By the way, you can link up if you may already be listening this way, but each and every day, actually 6 days a week now, because the Sunday broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show will also be simulcast right there at naturalnewsradio.com. Naturalnews.com, there's a separate pop-out player. It's very easy. There's even a toll-free number if you want to call live on the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And again, all of your support for everything that we're doing here allows for this to happen. And I think, you know, Mike, as much as we're disappointed in the federal regulators, I really have much more faith personally, and faith may not be the right word, but trust in somebody from the private arena that doesn't have, let's say, conflicts of interest to just simply look at what are the facts here. Let's find out what they are. Unfortunately, much of the regulatory bodies in Washington, D.C. have been pretty much bought out by these companies that they're regulating.
That's definitely the case. I think whether you're talking EPA or USDA especially, or FDA and many other examples, the regulators are really working for industry now, and they're not defending the interests of the people, which is what they're supposed to do. So it's going to come down to groups like us. There are many out there. There's the Environmental Working Group, EWG. You know, there's Jeffrey Smith and the Institute for Responsible Technology, Organic Consumers Association, Cornucopia, many others. But Natural News is now really, I think, leading the way with food science investigations. And by the way, Robert, the other big news on this, I know you got to go to break, but no one is attacking us over this because they can't argue with visual evidence.
Exactly.
Science, end of story.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, thank you for kicking this in. It's the Healing Revolution Friday, and Mike's doing some revolutionary work there at Natural News. Check it all out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. What to eat if you have cancer to get well. Dr. Nick Gonzalez next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
My name is Stephen Buer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
The food investigations he's doing, very cool. And speaking of food, we know what not to eat based on that last segment. Of course, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, my good friend, is back on board here. And last week, Dr. Nick, we were talking about the ketogenic diet. And you want to go through very briefly the controversy and, of course, why you wanted to come back on board to talk more about extensive and explicit diets for those suffering with cancer.
Yeah, throughout the alternative world, there's this current hysteria and enthusiasm for the ketogenic diet for the treatment of cancer, which was proposed by Thomas Seyfried in a recent book, Cancer is a Metabolic Disease. And the conventional world has jumped on the bandwagon as well. This is basically the answer to cancer. What was very interesting when I read the 421-page book or whatever it is, this page after page after page of a lab of theory, I mean, chapter after chapter after a lab of theory, I love theory. Theory is a wonderful thing. What was missing was real evidence. You get to the last chapter where he does have what he describes as case reports, and to my astonishment, there were exactly two. One written by the mother of a young boy who had brain cancer that was being treated with chemotherapy at the same time and had a 15% reduction in tumor and then died, which it's a tragic story, but I would never have included a case like that in any of the books I've written. The second case was a physician with myeloma diagnosed in 2009 after he fractured his arm. And 2 years later, he was feeling pretty good, although he admitted there was no evidence that the disease had regressed. And I said, a two-year survivor, gosh, you know, when I was reviewing Kelly's cases, I had patients alive 10, 15 years later. I had a myeloma patient with stage 4 that had multiple fractures, had failed aggressive chemo, was terminal, and Kelly turned around. She was alive 11 years out when I finished my report in 1987. So that was the kind of case that I would consider a good case, or some of the cases we've talked about, like the 31-year-old survivor of stage 4 pancreatic cancer, biopsy-proven liver metastases confirmed at the Mayo Clinic. She's alive and well, first diagnosed in 1982. A 2-year survivor of myeloma, which can be an indolent disease, or a patient with brain cancer, as tragic as it is, who had a 15% reduction while getting chemo, who died. I'm not trying to be difficult, but those are not extraordinary cases. I was extremely disappointed. Lots of theory, but but no evidence. You know,
well, and if I may, Dr. Nick, when you talk about theory, there is the theoretical. There is the we know certain pathways exist. We know certain diets will affect those pathways in a certain way, and we can reasonably, you know, make assumptions or hypotheses to say, hey, maybe this would be good for cancer, for instance, a ketogenic diet. On the surface, says, hey, it could be, but does it play itself out? Do we have enough evidence to say everybody should do a ketogenic diet? I think the answer is clearly no, but it's not that we're throwing the ketogenic diet under the bus. Last week when I had you on, we talked about its benefits, validated benefits for children with seizure disorders and other things. But the reality is, I'm concerned, as are you, what people should do when they're diagnosed with cancers from a dietary perspective. And where we agree to start is we've got to clean up everything that goes into the bodies of these people.
Well, one of the things that I've learned from studying the nutritional literature, going back to, you and I have discussed them before, Weston Price, you know, whenever you have a question about a new great miracle theory about nutrition, I always go back to Weston Price. You know, Weston Price, for your listeners out there who don't know about him, I'm sure many of your listeners do, he was a dentist who graduated dental school, I think, 1899, and from the late 20s into the 30s, spent 7 years with his wife traveling the world looking into traditional peoples that were isolated from the westernized civilization and western ways of eating, who were still living according to their traditional lifestyle and still eating according to traditional practices. And he went around the world, from the Arctic of the Eskimos to the high Andes to the Kenyan plains to the high Swiss Alps to Polynesia to the Maori in New Zealand, studying their diets. And what he learned is all of these people follow different types of diets. You know, the Eskimo diet was an all meat diet, 80% fat, 20% protein, and no fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains up in the Arctic. The high Andes Inca descendants lived on a grain-based diet with lots of quinoa, tubers, and some llama meat. The Kenyan Maasai warriors lived on an all raw milk diet with some blood and a little bit of meat, but no fruits, vegetables again. And then the high Swiss herders lived on a nutrient-dense, very, very dense whole grain bread along with grass-fed milk from grass-fed cattle, cheese made from that milk. The Polynesians lived on a coconut-based diet. So the whole point of Price's work is that traditional peoples adapted to a variety of different diets depending on the food availability within their ecological niche. And these diets differed enormously. But what he also found, which is the most important point of his study, that as long as these traditional peoples, be they, you know, Aztec Indian descendants or the Eskimos or the Maasai mm-hmm. or the high Swiss Alpine herders, as long as they followed the traditional diets, they were in excellent, superb health. So the whole point is different people use different diets successfully.
Exactly. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez is my guest the rest of the show today here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk about the individualization of diets, the dietary needs of each person that's diagnosed so with cancer, and how to undo it. Dr. Nick is my guest. Thanks again for being here on the Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell.
We are most definitely ringing that bell today with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Here we go.
That would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yeah, jumping all over it here. Excited to have Dr. Nick Gonzalez back on the air with us here. Robert Scott Bell Show continues on naturalnewsradio.com along with GCN Live, co-branding all of this healing and healing liberty, basically, here on the air. And talking to Dr. Nick, if you're not familiar with him, he's been working with patients for a long time now that were often given up for dead by the traditional allopathic oncological cancer doctor groups. And that includes some of the most devastating, most rapidly moving cancers like pancreatic cancer. He's written extensively on it, and his most recent book, What Went Wrong? The Truth Behind the Clinical Trial of the Enzyme Treatment of Cancer. And that is Dr. Nick Gonzalez, drdr-gonzalez.com. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Nick, you were talking about the indigenous folks around planet Earth. In other words, like Weston Price visits these places, observes their diets. As long as they're on their so-called native indigenous diets, they're healthy. When they stray from them, suddenly illness is taking place, and generationally it's getting worse each generation. But the question I have for you, Dr. Nick, is, here in the West, here in America, where I don't know what an indigenous diet is anymore. What do we eat? And people are desperately lost. And once they have cancer, they're even more lost. What are we going to do?
Well, there's certain problems. First, America is essentially a melting pot. Our ancestors came from all different areas where our great ancestors would have adopted to a variety of different diets. So it's kind of, you know, there aren't these kind of pure traditional cultures living in isolation. And America is the antithesis of that. We have multiple cultures from multiple geographic backgrounds all mingling together and intermarrying. You get mixed genetics. So you get mixed dietary needs. The second problem, of course, is the industrialization of our food supply, which whatever your metabolic type and whatever type of diet you should be following genetically and metabolically, the food is terrible. I mean, it's chemicalized GMOs, pesticide-laden, chemical-laden, refined, processed, synthetic, you know, the synthetic foods that are out there just is horrible, the kind of things that happened after World War II when, you know, better living through chemistry. And then the third biggest problem is experts. Experts are the biggest enemy to traditional nutritional education that there are, because most experts get one idea, like Dr. Seyfried, one idea, and he believes everyone should follow it. You know, you have the Pritikin Ornish people that absolutely believe that all humans should be on a vegetarian diet, completely vegetarian, low-fat, 8%, 75% carbohydrate, which is actually the antithesis of Seyfried. Then you had Bob Atkins, who was kind of on the, kind of like the Seyfried, with a ketogenic diet with 75% fat, the exact mirror image doppelganger of Pritikin and Ornish. And then you have Reeven out of Stanford, believes all people should be on a kind of a mixed diet with fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains, fish, poultry, meat. And you got all these experts writing best-selling books, all of them disagreeing with each other, none of them consistent, and all of its proponents absolutely believing that their approach is best for everybody. So it creates an enormous amount of confusion. And the wonderful thing is people get interested in nutrition, and then immediately they go to the library, they start buying books, and then they end up more confused and depressed because they don't know what to do. And they'll try different diets and end up sick. So it is a real problem in this country. And experts are the biggest problem there is. There are ways around that. First, it's kind of simple. You know, real good truths are always simple. My mentor, the great Dr. Kelly, said people tend to like the foods they should be eating. Yes, I know everybody likes chocolate. Let's forget about chocolate for a minute. A genetic meat eater, you know, an Eskimo, someone who should be eating meat, likes meat. They love it. They don't want to eat salads. They don't want to eat fruits. If some idiot expert tells them they should be eating fruits, those people shouldn't be eating fruits. They shouldn't be eating salads. They should be having bacon for dessert, and that's exactly what they want. A real genetic meat eater will dream about pot roast and bacon. They don't dream about salads and what they think is rapid food. They force themselves to eat that stuff, and they get sick on it because it's not suited for their metabolism. A genetic vegetarian gags at the thought of pot roast. They just don't like it. They don't want to eat bacon. They want to have maybe a piece of fruit for breakfast. They don't tend to eat a lot of food. They don't tend to need a lot of food. They want a salad for lunch, and they do fine on that. These are people that can have a light lunch and do great, whereas the meat eaters need heavy meals with lots of fat and gravy and butter and all that stuff, and they do great on. Balanced people like a variety of foods. Kelly used to say, a balanced person, you'll lose at a smorgasbord or buffet, and they'll pick and choose from the plant-based side and the animal-based side, and they can eat cheese and do great with it. So usually your own instincts are pretty good in determining what kind of food you should be eating. If you gag at the thought of pot roast or gag at the thought of salad, you already know a lot about your metabolism. If you like a variety of foods, then you're kind of a balanced metabolizer. A lot of people in America are balanced because of the mixing of genes. They end up balanced. So if you go by your own instincts, your own tastes and preferences, often that will lead you in the right direction far more accurately than some expert with, you know, a bone to pick who believes everyone should be following his particular diet, period. No way.
We do find that what you're saying is accurate, that those that get on their discovery of a diet that's right and it's right for everybody. My perspective has been, as a homeopath, I need to individualize everything that I do, although I'll find commonalities. And I said, from a dietary perspective, the commonality is that none of us need toxic food, period. I mean, just, we don't. We got to clean it up. But the question is, in an area where you don't have a native population, you don't have an indigenous diet, you said it right. People are more confused than ever. They come to you for help, Dr. Nick, with serious problems. And you know, you just go on what they're craving? I don't think so. I mean, there are probably some other things people should consider or could consider to test them to see, hey, what would work for them when they don't know?
Well, we have special tests that we develop. We use a hair test that we designed specifically for our use. Very precisely and very accurate, tells us which specific diet patients need. We have 10 basic diets and dozens of variations, and then we individualize it even more. So it's very complex biochemically and physiologically, but our tests really sort through their confusion very quickly, but, you know, they're not commercially available. You know, the academic world didn't take me seriously. They don't care about different diets for different types. They could care less. They think people can eat junk food and do great. But, you know, the basic food groups, you know, junk food and soda. Mm-hmm. So that's what they think. So these tests that we run, which are very accurate, are not commercially available. So that kind of limits in terms of the availability of objective testing. And, you know, the mainstream world and the alternative world, as you and I have discussed, and maybe there's some interest now, but there's not a lot of interest in the thinking about the fact that different people need different diets. You know, virtually every practitioner in the alternative world, be a chiropractor, osteopath, physician, knows about Weston Price, either they've read him or heard about him, and they seem to forget the lesson. The lesson is different people need different diets. You know, an Eskimo never ate coconut, the Polynesians never ate whale blubber, yet each group thrived on the diet that they were adjusted to. Those groups were extremely healthy. That's Price's whole point. But they were different types of diet, different levels of protein, fats, carbs, different types of food, completely different types of food. You know, the Polynesians never saw quinoa, and they didn't drink milk, but they used coconut as an equivalent. They had coconut milk and coconut meat, coconut cream. So they adjusted to their environment and did great. So there really aren't, you know, the academic world isn't interested in that. The alternative world largely isn't. Even some well-known alternative practitioners, they treat everyone the same. You know, they might throw this vitamin or that mineral and do, you know, $2,000 worth of testing to determine what's in the stool that they need to address. But they don't think about the most important fundamental aspect of nutrition is that the diet is fuel. We're an engine that needs the right fuel. You give the wrong fuel to the engine of the body and it's not going to work, no matter
right.
what you do nutritionally in terms of supplements.
Dr. Nick, as far as simplicity, I mean, there are those like Dr. D'Adamo who talked about blood type diets. Have you found it ever as simple as that? O and O is a meat eater and A is not, that kind of thing?
Well, again, as I've said before in your show, you know, the Bible instructs us, try and live at peace with all men, so I try not to be too critical.
I know. You're a good guy.
Kelly knew D'Adamo's father, who first proposed this whole leptin theory that the different blood types adjusted to different diets. Now, to D'Adamo's credit, and I do credit him for this, he realized different people need different diets. That's a step in the right direction. The problem is he saw only four different types, the four basic blood types, you know, A, B, A, B, and O. And he absolutely believed that, you know, type O should be meat eaters, type A should be vegetarians, A, B should be balanced, et cetera. We find that not to be accurate. We find it not to be the case. I had just yesterday had a person on a type O diet. He's actually a chiropractor that read D'Adamo's work. He's a type O blood type, went on a meat diet, and it was the worst thing for him because he's a genetic vegetarian. He said he felt terrible on it. And not only that, and this is a guy who was eating organically, taking supplements. He's a chiropractor, a very good one down south, does kinesiology, muscle testing. He's into energetic working. So even among chiropractors, he's kind of avant-garde. So he followed this diet religiously and ends up with lung cancer. And you can imagine as an alternative practitioner interested in nutrition, reading all this stuff, following these dictates, you end up with lung cancer. Well, what happened is it was exactly the wrong diet for him. He's a genetic plant-based vegetarian type. He needs to be on fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains. And I asked him yesterday, I said, how did you feel on the type O meat diet with lots of fat? He said he felt terrible on it. It was gunking up his metabolism. It wasn't the right fuel for his cells. It wasn't the right fuel for his tissues and organs, and it wasn't working efficiently. And lo and behold, he ends up with lung cancer, eating organically for years. So we're putting him on a plant-based, he just started with me, we're putting him on a plant-based diet with limited amounts of animal protein, fish, no poultry, no red meat, some eggs, yogurt, minimal amount, lots of fruits, vegetables, carrot juice. What happened with him is he's genetic vegetarians tend to run on the acid side, and solid tumors like tumors of the breast, lung, stomach, pancreas, colon, liver, uterus, ovary, prostate thrive in an acid environment. And what happened with him is the meat diet, which has lots of sulfates and phosphates and other nutrients that push the body acid, pushed him so acid he ended up with lung cancer. He had been a smoker years ago before he went to chiropractic school, so that was kind of a weak area to start with.
Sure, yeah, and of course these cancers tend to pop up in areas of weakness, and that weakness might not be genetic inherently, but it might be something that was environmental, or as you said, from smoking, made that the Achilles area where it played itself out. You know, it's fascinating, again, when you get to the practical, clinical, the observational, going back to Weston Price, what you have done with Dr. Kelly, and you, Dr. Nick, yourself have said this, you know, we don't want to overcomplicate it, nor do we want to oversimplify. We know everybody's got to clean up what's going in, and that's a very difficult task because so much of the environment has been polluted, and we've got to do our level best to do so. But finding out what is the right diet, you know, it's been one of the most asked questions here over the years. What is the right diet for me? And it's like, I can give you some generalities, but in this case, you know, sometimes it takes specificity. Sometimes it will take some sort of testing to determine it if your body metabolism is so aberrant at that point.
One of my biggest frustrations, I've been doing this for 26 years. Kelly had done it 20 years before me, and he had all this theory and all the practicalities of how to determine the different types. 30 years ago, but no one took him seriously. He was the crazy dentist who messed with Steve McQueen, etc., that whole story. No one took him seriously, and no one takes us in the academic world takes us seriously today. So although this valuable technology, which we use in our office, is not generally available, and I don't say that, I want this to be my own paranoid secret from the world. I wish it were out there in the world. That was my intent 25 yes. years ago when I started doing this. That's why we did that clinical study that was sabotaged, because we wanted this to be out there in the world. So there is no simple way of doing it, and the blood typing, which you brought up, is not an accurate way at all that we find. And in terms of, what can we do? This guy's the guy was talking about, true story, I didn't make this up for the purposes of the show, an extremely experienced chiropractor that went on exactly the wrong diet, and he's been eating organically for years and ended up with lung cancer. So that's how important it is to be on the right diet and avoid the wrong diet. So people out there are going to get scared. My God, I'm afraid to eat my next meal.
No, we don't want that. We're going to come back and... Yeah, we're going to come back and wrap it up with Dr. Nick Gonzalez here to get you past the fear of what do you eat now that you've heard Dr. Gonzalez talk about, the fact that it may not be as simple as you think, but then again, it might be at the same time. How could that be? We're going to find out on the other side of this break right here. Check it all out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours. We're just here to remind you. So stand by. We'll be back with Dr. Nick after this.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? you can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Special thanks to Liam Sheff for joining us today, Dr. Frank King, of course, Mike Adams, Super Don behind the scenes there, and Dr. Nick Gonzalez is on with me now to wrap up the show into the weekend, Healing Revolution Friday. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. If you're not sure who they are, just go to robertscottbell.com. They're embedded in the show notes. We've got links and banners. And, of course, thanks as well to Natural News Radio, where all of the archives will be up, as well as GCN, which carries the archives as well, and I embed them in the show notes. For those of you worried about what you've heard so far from Dr. Nick, it's awesome, but I know he's really rapid in his delivery there, and you'll want to re-listen. That's why we have the archives available for free. And, Dr. Nick, it's always a blast to get together with you. And for those that, you know, we're concerned about that say, well, now I'm confused. I thought I had the diet right. I'm not sure now. What do I do? Is there a simpler method? Is there any way I can figure this thing out?
Well, there actually is. It's the simple Kelly niacin test that he developed some 35 years ago. Niacin, as many of your listeners will know, produces a flush. And you feel it. You feel like you turn red and you feel this kind of itching and warmth. And he suggested that people should get a 50 milligram tablet, which is a very low dose, and take it on an empty stomach. Now, meat eaters don't tolerate niacin well at all. They get a terrible flush. They feel terrible and dysphoric. It goes on for an hour or two, even with a low dose. The vegetarian types get virtually no flush at all. Balanced people get a mild to moderate flush. And as crude as that sounds, that's a simple test. You just get a 50 milligram tablet of niacin and try it. If you get a terrible flush that's really uncomfortable, you know you're a genetic meat eater. If you get no flush at all, you're a genetic vegetarian. If you get a mild to moderate flush that doesn't really bother you, but you're aware of it, you're probably balanced and eat a variety of foods. So that's a simple test. As silly as it sounds, very effective. So get some 50 milligram tablets of niacin. Just try one. And on an empty stomach. You got to do it on an empty stomach. And that really will help tell you at least a general direction. Yes, we have three different kinds of vegetarian diets, three different meat diets, four balanced, and then subtypes, et cetera. But at least that will point you in the right direction. But again, as simplistic as it sounds, also your cravings and tendencies will tend, the kind of foods you like will tell you a lot about what your metabolic needs really are. We tend to crave the foods we need. You know, some people crave chocolate, and often there's a reason, because there's magnesium in chocolate. So there's a reason. They just usually they need magnesium. Sometimes they need the fats. There are other nutrients in chocolate that are not found anywhere else that can stimulate. So people are depressed tend to take chocolate, not just for the it feels good. It brings back childhood memories. That's not the only reason. And actually, there are neurotransmitter precursors in chocolate that stimulate the brain into a kind of a happier mode. So the kind of foods you crave often tell you a lot about what you should be eating. But the niacin test is a pretty accurate assessment of what your general metabolic type is.
Nice. Well, you've simplified it in a brilliant way. So now nobody can panic. Nobody has to panic out there. Remember, Don't panic. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Just go right back to that. Now, Dr. Nick, you're working on your next book, which is going to have like 120 or something case histories. And we've joked about this idea that you could be Clint Eastwood, go ahead, match my cases for those that have criticized you and said, no, it's not real. These people didn't really have cancer that are alive 25 years later having seen you. So I hear you're about 100 through. It's amazing what you're doing.
Yeah, we got about 100 done. As I was telling you during the break, some of these cases go back 25 years, and every patient, they're all heroes. Every patient's a hero. These are people that faced cancer, terrible death. A lot of them had terminal prognoses, had failed standard therapy, and here they are alive 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years later. I've been in practice 26 years now. Hard to believe. And each one has an individual story. Not only are they heroes, but they're heroes in different ways. You know, many of them have to fight their conventional doctors who thought this was quackery and they shouldn't be doing this. They're throwing their lives away, and here they are. Years later, in some of the cases, the doctors died of cancer and the patients are still alive because I'm following these patients for so long. They have these elaborate histories. And as I go through each chart, I sometimes forget because I have so many patients and so many of these patients have been patients for so long. You don't remember the details of their story, of their battle, of their war, of their heroism. And you know, just see it in the records. And writing these patients up, it's inspiring to me. Not, yeah, I'm a great doctor. No, it's because of the patients. They're so inspiring. The choices they made. You know, 20, 25 years ago when I first started, there wasn't a whole lot of interest in alternative medicine. You mentioned cancer and diet in the same sentence. That was almost like a felony, as I've said before.
Yes.
That's changed somewhat. In fact, I have collegial relationships with doctors and conventional oncologists, even doctors at Sloan Kettering, because they've seen my patients get well, so they start treating me like an equal, which is a wonderful change because we should all be working together without the animus and antagonism between us. So there's been a big change, but it's interesting to go through these patient charts and see a lot of it 20 years ago, the battles they had to fight to come see me, and the family members were doubtful. I hadn't been in practice that long. Who was this guy in New York, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're really, you know, fascinating stories, and I have to credit the patients. Boy, what a bunch of heroes they are.
Well, what a hero you are to me and a good friend. I appreciate you so very much. Everybody check him out, Dr. Gonzalez, dr-gonzalez.com. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can always re-listen at naturalnewsradio.com to the archives, as well as through gcnlive.com. And the links will be up through the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Listen, we have done it again. Dr. Nick, you've helped me so much to remind each and every one of you out there, what is it? You know it's true. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.